the breath. Breathing in Zazen is quite different from our regular breathing and is not the same as yogic breathing or pranayama. Ordinarily, we do not pay attention to the breath. So this was one of the Buddha's earliest and simplest teachings of mindfulness practice. We pay full attention to the breath, consciously noting that when we inhale, we are inhaling, and that when we exhale, we are indeed exhaling. We do not attempt to control the breath, as in yogic training, by inhaling, holding the breath, and exhaling in certain timed proportions, but instead follow the breath diligently to allow it to become the natural breath. The breath naturally tends to slow down to around 3 or 4 cycles per minute, but we do not force it to do so. By paying close attention to the breath, we note whether it is shallow or deep, and how quickly we are breathing. In Zen, we do count the breath as a way of focusing our attention on it, rather than trying to control it. Some simple way of counting is best. For example, counting 1 for a complete cycle, then 2 for the next, up to 4, and then starting over at 1. We avoid counting beyond 10, as this can become a distraction. Or we might count 1 for the inhalation, 2 for the exhalation, over and over that way. It should not become a goal to be able to count the breath for long periods of time. This is not the Zen way. We can shift our attention to simply observing or following the breath, perhaps once it becomes easy to count the breath in a continuous fashion. We notice that the breath at the tip of the nostrils when inhaling is cool, even in hot weather. We follow it into the throat chamber and through the chest, finally seeming to hit bottom in the stomach behind the hands. The stomach expands outward like a balloon filling with air. The undulating motion of the diaphragm, which hangs from the rib cage, slows down with the breath and has a calming effect on the entire nervous system. This is the large stomach muscle that clenches when we are cold or afraid. In many ways, it is the center of our nervous system, the gut-level anxiety of fear that we experience in fight-or-flight situations. In Japanese Zen, this area is called the hara and is regarded as a seat of power. The tanden, a Japanese term that means the sea of elixir, is the very center of the pit of the stomach. It is visualized as a point in the pelvis that a long-distance runner strives to keep from bobbing up and down, wasting energy, the center around which a ballerina pivots, and the source from which a martial arts adept directs the ki, or vital energy. With each breath, this source of energy increases, like a fire being fanned by a bellows. The energy radiates out through the lower body like a heat wave, burning away all resistance in its path. The lower posture, from the navel down, feels like it is sitting in a sea of hot water. Eventually, the breath will take care of itself, like a gate gently blowing in the breeze. First this way, and then the other. At this time, the attention is free to expand, to include and embrace everything else. The full, deep, natural breath is essential for Zazen. It provides the energy needed to sustain the upright posture and the alert awareness of the mind. Breath is the main source of our energy, with food coming in second. While we cannot live on air, we cannot live without it either. The in-breath and out-breath are called koki and kyuki in Japanese and are regarded as a cleansing breath. The in-breath fills the body with fresh oxygen, The out-breath exhausts all impurities from the system. When sitting in Zazen, the breath, which at first seems to work against the stillness of the sitting posture, eventually becomes unified with it. It is as if we are breathing through the pores of the skin like a frog or a toad, so that the whole body pulsates with the breath. The physical effort required to sit still and upright is reinforced by the rhythmic motion of the breath, relaxing and renewing our effort with each cycle. At the top of the breath, when the lungs are full, and again at the bottom of the breath, when they are empty, there is a brief pause, a turning point. This is called the beneficence in one tradition. At this subtle juncture, the breath comes to a stop for a brief moment. The activity of the mind also ceases for just a bit. This cessation of the seemingly constant flow of thought is quite refreshing. We begin to experience longer and longer periods of mental silence. This is the awakening of the intuitive mind, or bodhi, wisdom in Sanskrit. But it is important not to set up too many expectations in Zazen. Just continue to pay attention to the breath, returning to count it once in a while if the attention wanders. Returning to the breath also returns the attention to the posture. Eventually, the two become unified, the posture and breath complementing each other. The attention may wander from time to time, daydreaming, worrying about and planning for the future, or revisiting the past. This is natural, and we will discuss it more in the next segment. For now, remember that the breath is your friend. It will help you allay your doubts and anxieties, and will help overcome resistance in both the body and mind. Ultimately, it will become clear that you are not actually doing the breathing, that the body itself is doing the breathing. This is a great relief. Please relax your legs, take a deep breath, and join us for the next session of Zen meditation.